Okay, guys, who is your favorite Sailor Scout? Megan, we'll start with you.
Sailor V.
Okay. All right.
Michael.
Sailor Mercury, but only because Freddy.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with Sailor Mars. She's fiery, you know.
You know, my initial instinct says Jupiter, but Mercury gets no love, so I'm going to throw her some Mercury.
Way to go, Mercury. She's back in the game. I'll go with Mars, if anybody's interested. Nobody
Every guy
is.
Always says Mars. It's Why the high heels. It's the high heels.
Maybe.
I don't like heels. I have met very few... Sorry, I've dated very few girls who walk gracefully in high heels. So I'm not a fan.
Well, I just stopped at I've good. Dated very few girls.
Gentlemen, welcome to From Under a Rock. Steven, what do we do on this show?
This is the podcast where we help you discover movies you should have seen by now, anything you might have missed out on. I'm Steven Zarita, and with me today are...
Ryan Evans.
James McAnally.
Michael Ornelas.
And joining us as our special guest today is...
Megan Camarina.
From...
Strawberry 17.
Yeah!
Welcome.
All right, so... This week, we watched Sailor Moon R, the movie, which is the first of three movies based on the Sailor Moon cartoon anime that came out in the early 90s.
Steven, James, and Megan had seen this before.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Michael and I had not.
We were unrocked. We were unearthed
from under the rock.
You know, regular listeners might know Michael and I have certain feelings about anime in general. And will those feelings be consistent?
Probably.
Michael, you didn't fall asleep.
I did not fall asleep.
I think you should get 2 points for that.
But perfect.
During anime.
2 points, Steven.
2 points for not I'm taking it. During the movie?
What Steven, what does that mean?
That is bare minimum point getting right there.
Why does Michael get points, Steven?
Well, we award points during the podcast to see who wins the entire podcast and gets to pick the movie next week. Although I guess this is a weird...
The halvesy episode.
This is for bragging.
How do you get points?
Well, you get points by making good discussion points, saying something funny.
What if I don't have anything funny to say?
Well,
then just stay awake through the movie.
I did.
You can redeem yourself and get more points during the challenge.
Challenge.
Not yet. Are we playing for a pie this week? Because we're not picking for a pick. Or playing
can
for
I
a pick.
Request the type of pie.
Pecan.
Sailor exactly. Moon.
Speaking of pies.
Are you ready to talk about Sailor Moon?
So we're joined by Megan, like we said before. Megan, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, my channel is a nerdy assortment of goodies. We post Monday through Friday, and I guess we're more of the modern nerd, I guess, or the in-the-closet nerd who's just coming to surface and being like, hey, I like anime. I like this stuff. It's cool. Cool. Yeah, we keep it pretty kawaii.
Are you out of that nerd closet to your parents? How did they take it?
Did you make a coming out video?
Not yet. It's kind of like I want it to be really, you know, meaningful. But yeah, I think my That's parents nice. Knew all along.
We respect that.
Are you ready to talk about
all right, let's stop that.
He's really working for the points. Can we just give him a point for trying?
Give him a point for the R.
Ryan, you get a point right there.
That's right.
Uh-oh. She now realized she has the power.
No.
When I make my really good joke later, you will give me so many points.
Can someone get negative points?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that
God.
Happens a
it's
lot.
Been done.
Steven is the king of it.
If I break even, that's a great episode for me. I'm so bad at playing this
Are
game.
You ready to talk?
All right. So this movie came out in 1993 in Japan and then was later dubbed in 2000 and came out in America. We watched the Pioneer English DVD dub. There's a lot of differences between the different DVDs and tapes and English and Japanese, and we'll touch on that a little. It's too big of a discussion to keep in one
When you
podcast.
Say Pioneer, is that the production company or...
No, that's the name of my pie restaurant.
Pioneer.
guys.
Can
keep
you,
that in mind.
Can you do me a favor and give him one of my points?
Just leech away the point.
I don't know. Is like the distribution or dubbing?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess.
I think it's the dubbing. But anyways, yeah. Brief synopsis of the movie. This movie takes place in the second season of the show, and basically, this alien from Darien's past comes back. And
it's not an alien. I'm pretty sure it's his lover. Yeah. Let's just be
alien
real.
Lover.
We don't have to English dub this.
Well,
we can just be real.
So I can see why you say he's not an alien. He reminded me of the Star Child from 2001, A Space
kind of,
Odyssey.
Yeah.
If you've seen
that
before.
Little bubble.
Yeah.
He kind of reminded me of Joe Dirt a little bit.
With the hair. All right. A mullet does not make it automatically a Joe Dirt comparison.
Guys,
Joe Dirt had a great mullet. So
guys,
did he.
Just saying, I haven't seen Joe Dirt.
I haven't seen it.
And there is a sequel coming out.
I liked it enough. Maybe I'll pick it, but
it's pretty un-American of both of you. Yeah, shots fired.
I've probably seen that movie like 20 times, just like reruns on Comedy
Central.
It's
so good.
You skipped the points and just fired them. That's amazing.
Well, she can do that now,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I can do so much. Oh,
we
wow.
actually gave her like all the rights to our podcast. She can make creative changes if she wants, personnel changes.
That was in the contract she made a sign before she came on the podcast.
Yep. Yeah. I have strict rules.
The writer, I think it's called.
Carrots. I requested carrots.
I brought carrots. But yeah, so he captures Darien and the Sailor Scouts have to go rescue him. So that is a short synopsis.
How's that for a damsel in distress? Bam.
Well, let's hop to it, because one of the cool things about Sailor Moon is it's not a male-driven show. It's a female-driven show. And we were just talking about that with Furiosa and Mad Max last week. So
there was a lot of driving in that one.
Sailor Moon R pass the Bechdel test?
Ooh.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Most likely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scenes where they're talking about Darien and boys and stuff. Do you know the Bechdel test?
I don't.
Oh.
Who wants to explain?
I just learned about it last week, but basically it's if two female characters in a movie can have a full conversation without talking about a man.
Oh.
How many times? Like three
times?
Just once.
And most movies don't pass that.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Male, you
want to
know what movie did pass
Hollywood,
that? The Entourage movie.
Really?
What?
No.
Oh.
Was that your big joke?
No.
We're just like waiting for now. Shit.
Sorry.
You'll know.
Okay.
You'll know.
I mean, what did you guys think of this as a female cast of female superhero movie?
I think before anything, like, we can't tiptoe around the fact that it's hugely exploitative. Right.
It is. And the fact that they're teenage girls doesn't help anything.
Oh, no, not...
Like, this does not strike me as, like, a strong feminist thing.
No.
It is, like, encouraging, like, young girls to, like, feel empowered, but when you really dive into it, it's not that powerful.
Which is unfortunate, because I feel like there's a ton of other Sailor Moon episodes that, like, really capture their friendship and, like, them encouraging each other and celebrating being different. And although Serena always, like, complains and says, like, oh, I'm too weak, I can't do this, I can't do that. Like, I don't know, I feel like she did that a lot in this, but there wasn't that growth that you normally see where she's like, no, I can do this. I am. I'm better. I'm stronger. So this movie was a really bad example of what Sailor Moon is.
Well, this is what you guys brought to the table. So,
so Megan, I'm curious what Sailor Moon does mean to you then, if you want to.
Well, Sailor Moon.
Why do you love the series so much?
Well, Sailor Moon was the very first anime that I started watching. My introduction to anime was My Neighbor Totoro. And that's that was a movie. So when I found out there was a TV show, that was kind of incredible. And Sailor Moon, she loved food, which I did too. She was funny. She was a klutz. She was really outspoken. And she, for the most part, it felt like she didn't care about being stupid. And it made her super relatable. It felt like she was an imperfect cartoon. And that's the kind of person I want to be. I don't want to be a perfect person that's like got my stuff together. I want to be like that censorship. I just want to be me. And I felt like that's what Sailor Moon was. And although I didn't have the friendship that she had from all those girls, it is something I definitely longed for and looked for growing up.
The friendship or the imperfections?
The imperfection just came right on its own.
The superpowers, actually.
All I grew up looking for was four friends that I can hold hands with and teleport.
That would be
amazing. Is that so much for a guy to ask for?
It's really not.
Was that the joke?
Well, like for
me. No! We're all waiting for this joke.
Well, for me, I mean, like, it was actually kind of similar. Sailor Moon was the first anime I had watched before I even really knew what anime was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what is this? This is a different art style that I'm used to. And I think that's kind of where the appeal came from. Because I had never really seen anything like that before. And I think that was right around the time that Toonami started. Mm-hmm. And I started getting into Dragon Ball Z and all of this other stuff. And I was realizing, oh, this is not an American-made thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like in the... Yeah. Especially in the... like the architecture of the buildings, even. You can see in the background. Like I was just like, I've never seen buildings like that before. So it was kind of cool. And it was something that I wasn't used to. And I think that's what drew me in towards anime. And I guess Sailor Moon was sort of the gateway into that. This is getting uncomfortable. Sorry, the camera's right in my face and Michael's face.
But that's what drew you in. But what, like, what made you identify with Sailor Moon? Like, what did it mean to you?
I don't know if I don't know if I could say that, like, I identified on the same level as you did, obviously, because I mean, I was definitely a klutz and stuff, but, you know, it was different. And I felt like also a lot of it, the reason I kept watching it, beyond that, after I had discovered things like Dragon Ball Z and Gundam, I kept watching Sailor Moon because I had a little sister. So it's just something that, you know, kept me going along with it. And I didn't, like, stick to the show as strongly as I did others, but it was still something that kind of I'm super nostalgic about, you know, yeah. In that sense.
Sailor Moon is something my sisters and I bond over.
Oh.
Whenever I fly home on a weekend, you know, whatever random weekend, if there's like an episode of Sailor Moon Crystal, we'll all like still get together and watch the show because that's what we used to do when we were little kids.
Aww, that's so sweet.
and that's, yeah, like James, like we watched it as kids and, I didn't relate to Sailor Moon as much.
Right.
I mean,
it's harder for a guy to, you know.
I was totally like, Tuxedo Mask is so cool, but also Sailor Jupiter
was badass.
Even though she wasn't my favorite, like, she's the one I related to the most, but I thought Mars was cooler, if that makes sense.
Are you saying that people were afraid of you and you cooked things?
No, well, because I'm tall,
uh-huh.
I'm a martial artist,
uh-huh.
Oh, and yeah, I cook true. Things.
Mm.
So, did she ever break her hand? And talk about it for months?
Forever.
Probably.
That was season 4, guys.
That was season 4. But yeah, James, you were talking about the different art style. And for the longest, not the longest time, for a couple years when I was a kid, I used to think Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, Pokemon, and maybe Inuyasha were like all done by the same company. I didn't know anime was just...
Yeah, like a completely different world, yeah.
And Dragon Ball Z and Sailor Moon are animated by the same company. But the others, still, yeah. I just lumped them all together. I was like, this is interesting. Let's see what else. Oh, they came out with a new cartoon. These guys have a lot of cartoons.
It was weird
because, like, as a kid, you had to make a lot of guesswork as to why these things existed.
Oh, my
Nobody
gosh.
Told you.
I tried to follow the storyline of Dragon Ball Z I don't know how many times. Toonami did not keep that straight. Yeah. Like,
well, like, I remember when you would, like, get up to the end of a series, like, the end of the series up until they were, like, they didn't have any more. And then it would start all over again. You're like, no!
Yeah.
I was about to see him fight Frieza or
like,
something.
I feel like an old person saying this, but we didn't have the internet then, so like, it was over. Like, you didn't know. You couldn't search, like, what happens
How
next?
How old are you?
Hey, that's rude.
The dinosaurs.
Wait, were you alive in the 90s? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's true, though. And, like, a lot of my friends didn't, you know, I got made fun of for watching anime a lot of the time. So, like, a lot of my friends didn't even watch it, and I couldn't ask them. So, I literally, that was just it, you know.
It's funny. I made fun of people for watching anime. It's like,
no, you really couldn't talk about it. Like, it was slightly shameful.
Really, yeah.
Actually, I didn't watch my first animated TV series all the way through until earlier this year or late last year.
Well, wow. I mean, a lot of that is like, you know, back then you couldn't watch every episode on Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, if you miss one of the greatest things, like, every once in a while I'll see an episode of King of the Hill that I somehow missed. So, like, how often do you get to see something old for the first time, like, completely? Mm-hmm. But that's not too uncommon.
Anytime I go into a nursing home, I see something old for the first time.
was that not my joke.
-1 point.
Ooh, all right.
Damn, bringing the hammer down.
Laying down really the quick. Law. I like
Hold
it.
On. Maybe she's on my side. To who? Sorry, to whom?
It was to you. I'm sorry.
With the grammatical thing, I'm thinking maybe -2 points.
Oh, no.
For being correct grammatically?
It's just obnoxious.
hater.
James, you also talked a little bit, you were talking about the art style and how it was drawn differently. One thing I notice more now, because I analyze things more as an adult, is this series and movie has like a lot of really interesting backgrounds. Like, you know, in cartoon animations, you have your background and then your character cells. But, I mean, these have these really cool watercolor things going.
Yeah, and the show had that a lot, too. Like, almost like half done. Like, you would see the outlines.
Yeah, the colors would bleed out.
Yeah, and then it would just be white in some areas. Like, if they get knocked from one side of the artwork into another, like, sometimes that middle ground is just completely blank.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting.
It's
almost dreamlike.
Yeah, kind of. Also, too, just thinking about this now, since Sailor Moon was my first anime, like, the animes that I look for are always the school kind of animes. Like, it's, like, kids in school or going through some type of changes, like, Ouran Host Club and, like, Angel Beats. Like, that's my favorite kind of anime. So I feel like Sailor Moon super affected that in a really weird way.
So let's talk about the actual plot of the movie. It's very short, and I think it's fair to say the plot is very light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Energy, man.
Energy. They're always after that energy.
There is so much repetition in this movie that it kind of bugged me. I mean, I'm not
into the franchise after or anything. The first girl transformed, you're like, we're going to have to watch this
five times, right?
See, now I love that, but that's just because I like the animation and I do animation.
Yeah, but what's one of your favorite things?
Power Rangers?
Mastodon.
Pterodactyl.
Triceratops.
Saber-toothed tiger.
Tyrannosaurus. There you go. Five iterations. Dragon Zord, if you're feeling special, but
can I give you a point for that? That just made me happy to say that. Megan, can you have a point for that?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Thank you. I mean, if you want to give me another one, it's cool. It's whatever.
You are not winning this.
No, but I don't know. Watching stuff like that, I get that it's there to like hook kids and, you know, kids respond to repetition and formula. But watching it as an adult, evaluating it as a movie, I was like, okay, they could have done this entire movie. Do you know what the runtime of that ended up being?
Like exactly an hour.
They probably could have done it in 40 minutes. Mm-hmm.
And 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's a stretched out episode.
I was trying to be polite.
I felt bummed though. Like that kind of ruined it watching it again. It was so much better when I was a kid, and then watching it the second time, I was...
Well, you even mentioned, like, the pacing.
Yeah. It was so strange, and it was... When I watched it as a kid, it was the first time you saw, like, Darian and Serena, like, interacting in, like, a lovey way, and it was... I don't know. It just felt really special, and when watching it again, I was like,
it no longer sends my heart a flutter to see them interacting.
The show is worse, too, like, if you think this is bad.
No, because I watched it.
Pacing?
I watched the show. Like, I just, like, binge-watched all of it, and I was crying by the end, which they all died.
Oh, yeah. In the middle of the movie, Megan, like, rediscovered somehow that all the Sailor Scouts died at the end of the first season.
I thought they just passed out.
No, they died.
I mean, in the American version, they probably made it seem like they just passed out, you know.
And my God, I'm still shattered by that.
I tried to get a picture of her, like, epic face palm, and then James stood up, and I was like, well, there goes the meme I could make for this episode.
All my fault. Sorry. I didn't realize.
You wanted an Oreo.
Way to go, James.
I have not had an Oreo.
You got up for something that was on the table. That's all I remember.
So you can't talk about Sailor Moon on the internet without getting into the inevitable debates, way too soft of a word. It's like almost like a flame war of, the English dub sucks. Japanese is the way to go. And even though I'm not that harsh, there are a lot of cringy moments in this English dub.
That's inherent to Japanese movies, though, that are...
That's to anything that's dubbed.
Yeah. Well, things that came through, like, especially, like, through Funimation, you know, usually got watered down a little bit, so I can see...
HFIL.
Well,
there's a lot of, like, standards when it comes to, like, American television. I don't think it's necessarily their fault. It's just that they have to trim the crap out of everything. And I was really, like, pro-English dub, because the voice actors, that's Sailor Moon to me. But I watched the first episode of Moon Crystal, and I was like... I was crying, I was cheering, I was screaming at one point. It was like, I was like, this is incredible. So much better.
I'm getting that you cry a lot at the Sailor Moon series.
I love it so much. I just have a lot of feelings.
Crystal is pretty good.
I've actually been meaning to watch it. I started rewatching the series, the original English dub series. Not original, I guess, but...
The Deke.
And yeah, and I was at first I was kind of like just kind of doing it as a joke, like, oh man, why not? I'll watch Sailor Moon again. And then like before I knew it, I watched like 10 episodes.
Right. That was
and
me.
I was just like, I was like, I actually really like.
You're like, I think Sailor good. Jupiter comes in
it's
next
still
episode.
Good, right? Yeah, so, still good. Yeah.
Although the like. Remember, kids, don't do drugs at
that
the
was,
end.
That was that's the American thing. Yeah, it was like, exactly. You know,
Sailor
children's
Moon
programming
says.
Standards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah.
I mean, I do always wonder when you're comparing Japanese to English dubs. People that say the Japanese ones are better, is it just because you can't understand what they're saying and you don't know if they're acting well or not?
I feel like part of that is in a sense true, because you can't always tell the quality of the voice acting when you can't understand what they're saying or the inflections they're saying it in. But like, I also feel like sometimes the English dubs can be a little forced in terms of like I'm not saying that there aren't great voice actors in the field that are doing it, but a lot of the times they're
with stuff like Princess Mononoke, where they get like an all-star
like Billy Bob Thornton
A-list cast of real actors to play the parts.
Well,
I think that works really well.
I've watched what was it, Yamada's First Time.
Oh my god, I've seen a
hilarious,
couple of episodes.
Hilarious, so funny. So in English, and then I switched over to dubbed, and dubbed was so much better. Like I started over, I really enjoyed that. I did that with Fairy Tail too, and then I did that with Princess Mononoke. And I think it's just that you're experiencing like the true essence of what the film was intended to be like heard as. Like you're really getting the voice versus an American voiceover trying to make you follow along with the story. It is very different, and there's no really other true way to explain it.
I think I do get that because, Stephen, you showed us, I think you were saying, you showed us we watched the actual DVD copy, but then you showed us a clip from the VHS copy. And so what was the difference
right,
there exactly?
So
music.
On the videotapes, they have the Deke music. Deke was the dubbing company that originally brought it to America.
So good.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And,
want to punch people when I hear them.
No, it gets me pumped
up. Jump on a
yeah.
couch, throw a cushion, punch a
yeah.
thing.
I'm glad you didn't.
So the DVD that
the
we
DVD
watched.
The DVD has the Japanese music.
See, I kind of am a fan of the Japanese soundscapes mm-hmm. in anime.
Having heard it first in this experience, I liked it better.
Mm-hmm. James.
The first one, the DVD.
The one that on the VHS was just, it was more nostalgic for me because that's the one that I had heard in the show growing up. So I was just like, oh yeah, this is familiar to me. So I kind of leaned towards that.
As someone who had never seen either way before, but I've seen, you know, some Japanese anime before, and Japanese anime tends to be much more sparse in their soundscapes. Mm-hmm. Less over-the-top in-your-face music, much more just like wind blowing.
Unless it's Attack
you know?
On Titan.
Mm. Attack on Titan's so fucking good.
Oh, so
such
good.
A good show.
So good.
And yeah, and so where in the Japanese music track they just had a lot of silence, the American one would have this like obnoxious wailing guitar riff or something. You know,
gotta have that extreme factor.
It was awesome. It was so 90s. I loved it.
Well, see, I'm not a 90s guy. If you,
you're the only one here that has experienced the 90s.
Wait, no one else is from the 90s?
We were all born in 2000. We're 15 years old.
Oh, my.
I'm 12.
Every one of us.
That's right. Ryan's 12.
I'm 15 and I own an apartment.
You're doing well for
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
I mean,
good job.
You're ahead of the game.
Do you remember that part in the Walk Hard?
Yeah, I'm a 15.
I think I'm doing pretty well for a 15-year-old with a wife and a baby.
I just really wanted to know about that music thing because I grew up with the Deke music first, and then later seasons changed dubbing companies and they just used the Japanese music. And I would always start the episode and it would start with like this violin. I'm like, this is really boring.
This is wrong.
This isn't right.
I mean, it probably would be fine if we hadn't been spoiled with like the high intensity music.
Don't say spoiled, just exposed to, okay? Don't make it sound like our preference is worse.
It's like generally I like the Deke music more, but this movie compared to the other two movies I think has really awesome music, so I prefer to watch this one with the Japanese.
You know what really confused me, maybe you can clear this up for me, the character Darien's friend
character. I know what I'm supposed
Fury?
To do. Fury? Is it Fury or Fiori?
Fiori.
Fiori.
Mad Max Fiori Road.
I wasn't sure if that was just a weird way of saying it. But anyway, the character design, isn't there another movie where, like, that guy is, like, a twin with a pink-haired alien?
That's the second season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, because I was confused, because I always thought that's, like, is it the same? Because it's, like, the same character, but it's a different story, right?
Yeah. They don't really...
And then he gets pink hair, and it's almost the exact same character design.
Okay, so I'm gonna nerd out a little
okay,
bit here.
Okay, go for it.
So, in the second season, there's like two seasons within it. There's the first part, which is just all filler. What I think happened is the manga finished the first part.
Filler in Sailor Moon? What are you talking about?
It's like Dragon Ball Z. And they're waiting on the second arc of the manga to come out, where, you know, Rini comes in from the future. So they just made up a generic villain for the Sailor Scouts to fight while they waited for that to come out. And it was like two aliens, those twins, that look like that guy.
They look the exact same.
So I don't know if you'd want to say that's not canon. It's like the Garlic Jr. saga. You remember the Garlic Jr.
yeah,
saga?
Yeah, I know.
It's the Garlic Jr. saga. Ryan's face.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Oh my gosh,
about?
Ryan is so lost.
Garlic Jr. is from Dragon Ball Z, but he got me right on the same wavelength. So.
Yeah, boom.
Wow, that was great. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
So, in our opening, we said, who's your favorite Sailor Scout? But is there a real reason to think that? Are these characters distinguished enough to where we can definitively say?
In this movie, no. In this movie, I felt there was very little setting them apart. I felt like Venus appeared only a handful of times, and then I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
There's another blonde one.
For me, there's a point at the very end of the movie whenever they're overcoming the obstacles with the power of friendship, when all the sailors are having their flashbacks to when they first met Sailor Moon, and right there, that's kind of their way of distinguishing them, saying like, oh, this is the reason they were all losers in their unique way until they met Sailor Moon and became friends. Up until then, though, and I guess, you know, this is a movie based on a TV show that had already been running. But for me, just watching this movie right now, it was kind of like, this should have been closer to the top of the movie.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it's a movie that,
unless
it was doing it for a podcast, you probably wouldn't have watched it unless you had seen.
Hey, you got that right.
I'm just reviewing what I saw.
Those right. flashback moments, right. you remember that from like the first season, like you remember watching.
Oh, that
like,
was from
yeah.
Ryan, come on.
Wow.
And that's why it's special. Yeah. So it's like more of a fan service thing, okay. But for someone just watching it, it's probably a bad.
Well, I mean, even like if somebody
had bad.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing that was bad is like these people. Like gossips really loudly near the person they're gossiping about. That was
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. In the flashbacks, they're like
they're clearly like right where Ray can hear her because she remembers it. Like she's so weird. She doesn't like people.
Hey, Ryan, come here. Come over here within James's earshot.
Yeah.
James is like really stupid and like kind of ugly, but only when his shirt's off.
Oh. Yeah, I totally agree.
Hey guys, what you talking about? You heard.
No.
What? Yeah, I mean, yeah, but
oh, well, tell
I was
going
to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Just say it again.
We don't like you very much, and something about your shirt being off.
Yeah.
Oh. That's not very nice.
But that's not a good thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm going to continue to be your friend, so. Perfect.
You get the moral of the movie.
So, yeah, that exact scene we pretty much just acted out was in the movie.
Speaking of which, though, the sailors also don't do too much actual fighting. Seems like
or sailing.
Well, they're the worst sailors I've ever seen.
No sailing. You can call the hand-holding teleportation thing.
Sailing. I can't.
Megan,
I cannot.
Back me up on this.
Try it.
There was going to be an American version of this.
Oh my god, I was just about to bring it up. Like the American
So Saban, the company who made Power Rangers.
So good. You have to watch it. Everyone that's listening has to go watch this.
We'll
right
link
now.
To it. It's
it'll
it's,
change your life. I love that song. We sing it at like the office. Oh, we have actually a skit. We have a toy show. We made it.
Oh my gosh!
Just wait for it.
They should. They should release toys from like that TV show that never happened.
Yeah, there's like one of the scouts is in a wheelchair. They're all like good boys races.
No, it's
they
total.
They surf on surfboards through the
with sails.
Even
with sails.
Hold on.
Why didn't we watch?
Does the one in a wheelchair surf on a surfboard?
I think so.
I think she has like jets.
Oh yeah,
in her wheelchair.
This sounds amazing.
It makes no sense.
And it's like half live action. It's live action.
No way.
They turn into cartoons.
It's like the most recent SpongeBob movie, but for Sailor
Moon. Made in like 1995.
The animation is so bad. They look like Burger King kids. Yeah. Like, you know that, like, whole crew.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the animation looks
again,
like.
Again, 90s.
Are you kidding me right now?
Like, to me, the first thing that Burger King ever did was that creepy King mascot, and then they did 3 Xbox games with him.
Are you serious?
Those Xbox games aren't bad.
3 years old? What the heck?
12.
Oh, my God.
Look at that baby face.
It's like, how did you grow up in the 90s and not get this?
I know this. I remember when Cinnabons, like, first came to Burger King.
What's a Cinnabon?
Okay.
I also don't go to malls or airports.
Oh, man.
Travel only by buggy.
They took the Cinnabon out of my airport. That makes me sad. Oh. You know.
So
hey,
there
it'll
were
be okay.
There were a couple of fight scenes, a couple of decent fight scenes,
yeah.
Where, you know, all the sailors get to show off their unique little powers and catchphrases and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. With the things that they, like, store somewhere, but we have no idea.
I will say this, in the show, it's a bit of a tease. Like, you're waiting for them to really just kick some butt, and it takes a little bit of time. And then once they do it, it's like, yeah,
it's
but and it, you feel great, and you celebrate with them, but I wish they would just be like, we're awesome, boom, boom, boom. It's just like Power Rangers, though. Yeah. Like, they, like, get knocked down a few times, yeah. And then all of a sudden,
why didn't we lead with the thing that kills everything?
Yeah.
Why didn't Sailor Moon just attack first?
But in this movie, there was not a lot of action. They're just getting beat up and thrown.
There's, like, two scenes, and then, they just beat around for the rest of it.
But, yeah, the actual climax of the movie was...
Hand-holding,
defeating the bad guy by being friends.
Via friendship, yeah.
That's actually the ending of the first season.
Friendship is the best weapon, though. It really is.
I mean, that's kind of like the whole moral of the show. I mean, we've joked about it a couple of times, but one of the character traits, which you don't really get in the movie, if you watch the show, you do, is that Sailor Moon doesn't really like to fight. She just wants to be everybody's friend. So a lot of the time she doesn't necessarily kill, you know, the big main enemy. She'll turn them to good or make them into an ally. Mm. Like, the entire third season is about, like... The evil villain becomes one of the Sailor Scouts later on. Like, it's about her rescuing. So that's
and
why.
Darian becomes bad. Remember that?
All right,
yes.
You just spoiled because this pushed me enough to where I was going to watch the whole series.
Like, when that happens, Sailor Moon is like.
Do you remember when Nephrite, whichever one, had a thing for Molly, which is weird because she's 14 and he's like. At least 40.
Well, it was really weird when Molly and what's his face?
Melvin?
Together. You're like, what?
But I mean, the show's a lot about redemption. So, like, within the context of the show, that makes perfect sense that they would, like, hold hands and band together with friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And like whose? You know?
Like whose?
Like whose? Like the Grinch stole the Grinch stole Christmas whose?
Question.
Not the Who, the band. They didn't do a whole lot of band holding.
Are they masters of karate and friendship for everyone?
J-Man!
Oh?
Fighter of the Night, man.
That's a little nugget that
yeah.
a different demographic will appreciate.
Yeah, they'll totally be listening to this episode all the way through.
I wanted to make a comparison... to the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Which I like a lot more.
I didn't see that coming. Okay.
I didn't... continue?
Wait for the joke, Megan.
No, that... Yeah. No, it's not.
On the horizon.
Although, now would be a good time for it. But I'm still going to draw it out even longer. No, I mean, just the idea of, like, female characters with powers that kick butt and kind of a formulaic episode structure. I liked Powerpuff Girls more.
Yeah.
Quite a bit more, because I did feel there was a lot more action.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So this show is different from Powerpuff Girls because it focuses a lot on what it's like to be a girl in school growing up, and it focuses a lot on, like, oh, I got bad grades on my test, and this person doesn't like me, or I'm unpopular. And then they kind of weave the monster into that conflict.
Right.
So it's pretty different from Powerpuff Girls, but yeah, Powerpuff Girls was... Side note, I'm kind of sad they don't have the same cast for the Powerpuff Girls reboot.
Oh, they
why
don't?
Why would they do that? Yeah. Like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
No, all the voices sound the same.
Like, is the animation style the same?
It's like the exact same.
Yeah. Oh, that's I can even weird tell the difference.
Because if they changed the animation style, I would understand. I would be more okay with a voice change.
Well, you know they did that Teen Titans reboot.
With the same cast from before.
With a different animation style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that happens.
Well, could I comment on this too? You can't compare Powerpuff Girls and Sailor Moon at all because the pacing is so different.
Yeah.
Powerpuff is like, it's from that era of cartoons where it's like, oh my gosh, look at this, butts, whoa, weird joke, and like that kind of humor that was just so quick that you didn't know what was happening. Sailor Moon's a little bit slower.
Yeah.
I mean, really the only connection you can make is the all-girl main cast.
Well, I made the comparison, so fine.
Well,
throw me under the bus.
Michael, you're wrong.
So I've been kind of curious the whole time.
What my joke is?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
So Powerpuff Girl, it's about girls in a group of three. Sailor Moon, it's about a group of five.
I hate this joke already. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
why do teenage girls only travel in odd numbers?
I really thought you were going to be like prime numbers or something.
Because they literally can't even...
No.
Steven loved it.
A good time.
Do not give him a high five for that.
Unfortunately, I'm not the one who gives points out for that.
Because we were also interested in waiting for this moment. Wait till the camera's rolling. You get a point for that stupid joke.
Yeah! Oh,
I didn't hear the word stupid in there, but I felt it.
Well done, I guess. I'm not happy for you.
No, you're...
I'm just polite.
You're just pissed you didn't think of it.
Sure, yeah, that's it.
You were mathing the whole time we were, like, watching you. Like, three,
how many are there?
Five. Yeah. Numbers. That equals...
What are these numbers?
Best
He's like,
joke
right
ever.
Down.
What do they mean? But, so there... You were saying there are more than five Sailor Scouts eventually, right?
Oh my gosh, there's a bazillion.
Yeah, there's like...
Lena would be able
there's
to
There's a bazillion in one.
Oh yeah, it's the odd number. Yeah.
See, that one is a little funny. Now
yeah, that one was funny.
There's something like, I don't know, upwards of 17. It's ridiculous.
Of how many? Can you divide 17 evenly by two?
That's a prime number, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
I feel like we'll get a number if we just wait. How many Sailor Scouts are there?
We're waiting for the Cosmos to answer.
Oh, Sailor Cosmos. You got to include her. I'm not making that up.
That's a real thing. I'm not surprised that that's actually a thing.
Is she not the best one?
She's like the top villain of the last season,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
Or no, that's Galactus.
See, we have confirmed there were infinity.
See, I don't know
they
if I...
just keep coming.
And one.
I don't know if I don't know if I actually like watched up till that point where there were like multiple like I pretty much only watched Sailor Moon for the core team, I guess.
Yeah.
By the time Uranus and Neptune got into
now?
It. Uranus?
They
I actually guys, true story, I've had some complications with my Uranus. Sorry.
They did this really funny thing where they knew kids were going to make that joke. So when she was introduced, she would always pronounce it Uranus and like compound that word down just to avoid the joke.
But like by the time those two hit the scene, I think I'd already kind of moved on to other stuff.
I think a lot of people checked out by
drugs.
Then.
Yeah, I was already
onto
the hard stuff.
Skipping around and stuff. I don't even know what was happening.
Yeah, I was doing that Toonami thing. Yeah. You know, that Toonami thing.
That thing.
I miss Toonami.
It's on Saturdays.
But it used to be every day.
Yeah.
Johnny Quest. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Johnny Quest.
Johnny Bravo.
Also.
You want to know the saddest canceled movie of my life? Was they were going to do a live-action Johnny Bravo starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh,
are you serious
That
right
was
now?
In development for several years,
Holy
and then
shit.
they just scrapped it, which is so sad to me.
I would have watched the crap out of that.
I would have watched it daily. It would have been my pick
With
every
With like all
cycle.
The shit that he's been in, you would think that, you know, I don't know. He would have made that.
Ryan's just staring at me as though he has something to say, so I'm just going to let him say it. Or smile
He's
at me and
smile.
What is happening?
Make sure to watch the YouTube video of this one, because I got it.
What do you say we rate it, guys?
Let's rate it.
All right. Okay, James is pointing the camera at me, so I'll go. If you watched the show, this is a better movie, but if you're just... coming into only the movie, it's kind of weird. There's a lot of details and plot elements missing.
That's not going to affect my rating, Steven. Okay.
rate it in a vacuum.
Yeah, we have to judge it just as it is, as a movie. Nothing special. Definitely nostalgic. I miss hearing these voice actors every day after school. Mm. I'm like, Megan, yeah. I can't hear anyone else's Sailor Moon. Mm. So I just have to go right down the middle. It's a C.
Oh, I thought we were doing numbers. Good thing you went first. Yeah. That'd have been embarrassing.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Well, I rate in shapes. We all have our own thing.
Okay, so I'm going to give it a square out of a hexagon. I actually think that would work.
You can still translate that into a number
yeah,
scale.
Yeah, exactly.
2/3.
It's true.
Okay, nerds. Let's just keep going.
Ryan?
Nerd! Oh, me?
Yeah.
So, as a not so much a connoisseur of anime... just as I said, watching this movie purely on its own merits, I didn't really get into it too much, but the plot was rather thin. There wasn't enough action for me. They kind of dwelled a little bit too long on transformation scenes and relationship squabbles and stuff like that. There wasn't enough character distinguishing, enough character building and differentiation. Having said that, I came out on the positive side of neutral, surprisingly. It's a C+ for me.
Wow, I'm surprised. Wow. This is from a guy who doesn't like anime, and he rated better than I do.
Wow.
That's very meaningful to me. Yeah, it was definitely nostalgic. It's a movie I haven't seen in probably more than 10 years. But it was a lot of fun. I think we all had fun, like even
we were
just
riffing on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was fun watch.
But a lot of what you guys have already stated is true. I think especially with the character differentiation and the lack of a thick plot. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a C+ as well.
I wasn't a big fan, but I didn't hate it. It wasn't as bad as I thought the Dragon Ball Z movie we watched was.
Yeah. Do you think it's because it was shorter? Because I knew going in, Michael falls asleep during anime. Good thing this movie's an hour.
Well, also, it definitely didn't hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Steven, why are you so negative? I'm giving it a C+.
I'm like the negative Nancy.
Actually, sorry. I'm going to give it 2 Macho Man Randy Savages, which is a C+.
on your own scale.
On my scale.
Megan, it all comes down to you.
I would give it an A for nostalgia. And it was still so much fun watching it and like laughing about... Maybe I was laughing at different moments than I would as a kid. But it still was really great. I don't know. I guess I'd give it a B. I love Sailor Moon, so...
So what do we got?
We're at a C+.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
For like a kid's cartoon movie, C+ is pretty good.
That's on its own.
Yeah. Good job, Sailor Moon.
What do we do with these things in a bowl?
All right.
Well, why doesn't Michael give us a recap of the points as we go into the...
I have 3.
Okay.
James has 0.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan has 1. I don't even know if Steven's playing, so he has just several question marks written in a row.
Challenge.
I'm over.
Oh, we're done.
Okay.
Megan, say challenge.
Challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Challenge. I got the last word.
Oh. Challenge.
Oh, you were over it, though.
Challenge. All right.
So. All right. So we are going to recreate our own little scene from Sailor Moon. We did this kind of Mad Lib style. Basically, we're going to grab an item for a monster to be based off of and what their motivation is, and we're each going to be a Sailor Scout. You don't have to be Sailor Moon. You can be any of them.
Can we be our very own?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
You can... Oh. Okay, yeah. And you're going to do your I will punish you speech that Sailor Moon does in every episode.
This is kinky.
And tailor it. Specifically to that monster.
I'm gonna be Sailor Dominatrix. I'm gonna punish you.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do that.
Bonus points if you can come up with a transformation phrase. I just thought of that. There we go. Okay. Or use one.
Recap what the transformation phrase is.
Mars, star power. Moon, crystal power.
That sounds
Venus,
light.
Star
you don't sound like
power.
You're very
it literally
confused.
Sounds like I could go to a random word generator and yeah. come up with a thing.
I'm saving it for when I
Dominatrix.
Go. Who wants to go first?
Oh, are we doing the transformations first? We're not picking...
Well, you're going to pick it.
One
like,
from each.
You're going to do both.
Oh, we're all doing separate scenes.
Yes. Yeah. Each person gets a transformation and a speech, and then the next person goes.
Okay.
So who wants to do the challenge
Wait, do you
first?
Do the transformation first?
Yes, and then the...
Okay. Not me.
Steven, you should go first.
Yeah, Steven right. shows, yeah, shows how it's done.
Okay.
He's all reaching right. into the first
I'm
bowl.
This monster is socks with sandals. All right. Okay.
Wait, say and it again?
I wish I had thought of that.
Socks with sandals, and he's after fame.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Oh, no, there's a monster is attacking the city.
Oh, no.
Act harder, Steven, okay? Let's commit.
Michael, say there's a monster attacking the city.
Oh, my God, there's a monster attacking downtown Los Angeles, but kind of more towards Burbank.
Oh, no, I'll stop him. Mars, star, power! Hey, lace face. Wait, you don't have shoelaces. Sandal face. How dare you attack my city with your socks and sandals? You have tacky fashion sense. In the name of Mars, I will punish you with fire. And that's what you're gonna do.
Well, I was waiting for you to be like, you're out of fashion. But
I said fashion.
You said fashion, but...
Oh, and you'll never be famous. There you go.
Way to go.
I incorporated it all in there.
Oh, man, this is a lot. I feel like my brain hurts.
just award him an arbitrary amount
yeah,
of points
give him
based on
just
how good
some
you
points.
Think
I'm not even...
Or take away points.
Three yeah. points.
Three
hey,
points.
All right.
That's pretty good.
He went right. first.
Who wants to go Here, next?
I'll go next.
Ryan is up to bat. I hope it's not a bat all monster.
Right. I got space squids who are after Tinder matches.
Oh my God.
All right, Ryan.
All right, someone be the concerned citizen.
Oh no, space squids attacking him.
Oh no.
I'll save you, for I am Sailor Pope Francis. The power of Christ compels you, squid bitches. Pope star butt power. I don't know. I'm changing, but I'm there's a lot of light, so you can't really see my naked body. Space squids, you will be swiping left for the rest of your lives after I get through with you.
Yeah.
Wait, so that just means they won't find anyone attractive?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But, like, other people could swipe right on them.
Yeah, but they'll never match.
Not that they would want to.
What you should have said is you will be swiped left upon for the rest of your life.
All right, I guess I'm going
James,
next.
James, you're up.
Hold on. You can see how that's not as catchy, though.
Oh, it's yeah. not. Let's give Pope Francis some points, though.
I don't know. This is pretty good. What do you guys think?
I don't know. It's
totally up to you.
Hold on. You were like making personnel changes earlier.
Okay,
yeah, you're too
right.
shy to give out points.
2 points.
2 points.
I'm just
nice.
Feeling the pressure now. That's all.
Okay, so.
Also, the Tinder swipes was me.
I've got a camera monster that is looking for.
Camera monster that is looking for.
To rid the world of people who like the Big Bang Theory. I assume this is a camera who worked on set, right? All right. Somebody be a citizen.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory in the back of that camera. That is taking over the city.
Stop right there. I'm in focus now. You listen to me. Sailor Ishmael is on the case. Sailor Ishmael, unite! Alright, first of all, The Big Bang Theory is a wildly successful show. But that's not that I'm not meriting it or anything like that, I'm just stating facts. Second of all,
you're about to have your lens cracked. That's it.
You just drew on me. What'd you draw on me?
Is that something? Literally nothing showed up.
1 point.
1 point for that? I thought that was pretty good.
I feel like you're giving points in the reverse order of how good they are. This isn't golf.
Can you break?
I like the
in
focus one, but so far, your transformation was a little weak.
Aw, man.
You guys are making me be the bad guy.
Oh, so. I didn't do enough hand motions, did I? I was too busy covering myself.
All right, Michael, what do you got?
I am a sailor, like the type that's on the ocean.
Okay.
And I am out for the power of friendship. And now I have to go back to the drawing board because I was going to be sailor. You know what? I'm still going to go with it.
Be sailor.
Oh, God.
This is tough, isn't it?
Someone,
Oh, God! There's a fucking sailor on the ocean!
Hold on! I'm a different sailor. I'm a good sailor. I'm basically that same thing, but, like, the good version of it. I am sailor. Sailor sails away power. You're never gonna have any friends. You seem like the kind of guy who, like, goes to Starbucks alone and offers to buy coffee for people, but no one
come
takes
sail
because
away.
You're
come sail away.
Don't
come
go. Sail you're not gonna get me with your Styx music. Go away. Hold on. Let me throw the finishing move at you. I'm gonna shove you. Shove! I did it.
Well done.
All right, Megan, show us how it's done.
Wait, points?
Oh, points.
I get awarded points.
2 points for difficulty of having to be a sailor, fighting a sailor.
Well done. Real quick before you get started, do you remember a couple anime expos ago, there were some guys dressed as the Sailor Scouts, but in guys' sailor uniforms?
What? No.
They had, like, the color scheme and everything, but you could clearly be like, oh, that one's Sailor Venus, but it's just, like,
a dude,
a Navy sailor. It was great. All right. Show us how it's done.
All right. Here we go.
They're both okay, penises, so what's, guys.
What's in this one? What is it supposed to be?
The, like, item that your
monster
opponent
is based
off of.
And then and what then, they're after.
Yes. What they're out to destroy.
So.
All right. So.
So you're fighting a.
a dildo.
Michael, was that you?
No, mine was socks with sandals.
Who put? It was mine. I wanted him to get it.
Oh no!
Oh, the irony.
Bitter irony.
They're like, should we keep it clean on this podcast? And I was like, no, it's totally fine. So I went there.
You put it out there.
No, I'm ashamed.
So a
just
dildo
kidding.
Monster.
Who's after the? Wait, no. Yeah, after the Fountain of Youth?
Yeah.
Yep.
What? The thing that all dildos are after.
I mean, obviously.
Oh my gosh, that is a huge dildo, and it is appropriately black in color, and it is taking over this city. And it is very shy.
Hey, you stop right there. I don't approve of this. who fights against, I am a lesbian who thinks that this is, oh, I don't even know, I can't even go anywhere with this.
Are you sailor anti-masturbation?
Yeah, I'm sailor, what's it called when they don't have sex?
Abstinence?
I'm sailor abstinence in the name of
abstinence.
Purity, I will punish you.
See, now it just sounds kinky when it's with a dildo.
Yeah.
Even though you're like in the name of purity.
This conversation's getting old. Moo or purity purist?
Did you just moo? I heard you say moo.
I was gonna say moo. Okay. Oh man, this is a mess. I'm not even drunk, I promise. I'm done.
We're saved.
I think in that situation the dildo won.
Yeah.
Really, the city just got smashed by a dildo.
And award yourself some points.
Yeah.
I get a -5 for being
stupid. No, not that much.
All right, Michael, give us our...
I won! I got 5 points! I don't know how! I wasn't supposed to win this week! I'm sorry, but I literally can't even.
You're not a girl.
No, but I got 5. I got 5 points.
Yay,
actually,
Michael.
We all can't even. James got 1 and you both got 3.
and she got -5.
Oh man, we're a mess.
We really are. All right. Congratulations, Michael.
Say it like you mean it, though.
Congratulations,
Kiss
Michael.
Kiss me on the mouth after.
No.
I was
the
ready
of the show, that might have happened. That was
there's
not too far.
Yeah. There's a lot of sexual tension.
There's a lot of Jamichael shippers out there.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Right.
We prefer to be called Mames.
Yes, I think it actually works better. Okay.
All right. Well, Megan, thank you so much for bringing on.
I go by Sailor Purity now. So.
I'm sorry, Sailor Purity. I'm sorry, I don't know your secret identity.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the point.
But thank you so much for bringing Sailor Moon R for us to watch, and thank you for coming on and talking with us. About
yeah, of
it.
Course.
It's,
thanks
it's
for having
fantastic.
Me. This was fun,
yeah.
guys.
And
you're welcome.
And once again,
I feel like we should have said something.
Yeah, I mean, it's your privilege to be honest. You know, come on.
All right, we're okay. Bye, guys. Thanks for watching. Bye.
One more time. Where can we find you on YouTube?
YouTube.com/strawberry17.
And you want to talk about any of the projects you have coming up? Anything people can look forward to?
Well, right now we just launched our 4K content for summer, and we have really fun shows. I tried weird stuff from different cultures on Tuesdays. Mondays we do, I forgot, toy shows. We open up toys, cooking, and then there's an app show, and then there's like a pop and cooking show. So yeah, check it out.
Something for everybody.
Sounds fun.
Yep.
So next week Megan will not be here, but no. we will be watching.
The four of us will be back in action
on a regular schedule. James picked Akira.
I did. Nice. I picked Akira for next week's pick. You guys have not seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
You haven't? It's a fantastic movie.
They're coming out with a new one, right? Or something like that?
Yeah.
We are just in time. We are like, we just happened into relevancy
yeah.
because we picked this.
No,
and
I totally, I was hearsay. I'm in the loop. So,
oh, really?
You know. But yeah, so we're looking forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to showing it to you guys. It's a movie that, despite the fact that it was made in the 80s, still has an amazing animation style, art style to it. And the question for this next episode for you guys is, Akira is a movie that has been sort of taken, the story has been taken and used in movies like Chronicle, and it's all based on like how teenagers basically get superpowers and they're unprepared for it, and some of them maybe turn evil. So my question to you guys is, what's a version of an Asian movie, sort of like Akira or Old Boy, that has been Americanized well? Like, what's your favorite example of something that has been taken from another culture and done well? So
you can write us in fuarock@gmail.com, tweet us at @fuarockpodcast, check out our Facebook, facebook.com.
We are now very active on our Facebook.
/from under a rock.
Like temperature wise,
but also sexy.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have that question posted. You can just comment on Facebook as well. Just like some people did for last week's question.
Right. Last week, we asked, who's your favorite Sailor Scout? And Megan, you helped us out, retweeted it, and everybody tallied in. And the winner is Jupiter.
Wow.
Which makes
really
sense.
That.
That's my girl, too. Yeah. I would have picked her.
She's cool.
Yeah. She does everything. And by everything, I mean, she's tall, she knows
someone's
karate,
peeing,
and she cooks. Michael's peeing.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. I've
heard that in Japan, actually, Mercury was the favorite for a long time.
I could see that.
Yeah. I guess she was like a role model for a lot of girls, because she's like so makes studious. And, yeah.
Take makes that, sense. All you people who were making fun of poor Sailor Mercury. Yeah.
It wasn't me.
It was all of us.
I mean, two of us picked her as our favorite at the top of the podcast, so I mean, there's
yeah.
They also haven't
like, to my knowledge,
series.
You guys are just making up that people dislike Mercury.
Michael's like, she was the coolest one. She has a computer and a Dragon Ball Z scouter.
It's over 9,000.
So yeah, we'd love it if you guys watched Akira and came back and talked about it with us next week. And yeah, anything else to go over for Hyperdrive, Steven?
A couple of weeks ago, we had Mark Gray on as a guest. A video we helped him out with at the YouTube space just came out, so go check out the latest episode of Pocket Film School on the Professor Puppet channel. We're in it. James and Michael are extras and I ran camera. So, fun stuff.
Steven, do you want to talk about an upcoming guest episode of From Under a Rock that we have?
Is it the...
Yeah.
Oh, so...
The one that you're going to be unbelievably excited about.
Yeah, so the 20th anniversary of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie is the 30th, on June 30th, which is a Tuesday, which is the day we release this podcast. So we're going to have a 20th anniversary celebration podcast for that movie, and we have a guest lined up. It's not completely set in stone. I haven't got like the 100% confirmation yet, so I don't want to say who it is.
Oh, but, then I shouldn't have brought it up to begin with.
We have someone coming in, Michael. And if you're a Power Rangers fan, you probably know who this person is in the
fandom. We will be watching it no matter what, though.
Maybe. Yeah. So,
okay. I know a Power Ranger. I can ask them.
So do I.
Which one do you know?
The Blue Ranger.
The original?
No.
Well, then who cares?
I care.
Yoshi, right?
Yeah.
He's really cool. Like,
his name's Yoshi?
Yeah.
His That's name's badass. Yoshi. He's really
flips
cool.
And stuff. He's awesome.
He plays a caveman.
In Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Is he a green dinosaur?
And they make it make sense.
I seriously doubt that. don't forget to subscribe and rate us on iTunes as well. If you
Please
enjoy
do.
Us. It would be truly fantastic and help us out. But I think that's going to do it for this week's episode. Megan, once again, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, of course.
Let's go around the table for one last roll call, though.
I'm Steven Zarita.
I'm Ryan Evans.
Why don't we take that again?
I'm Steven Stupin, Suburban the Burb, Suburban Zarita the Jerk.
There you go.
I'm Ryan Evans.
You nailed it twice.
I'm James McAnally, a.k.a. McDoodles.
I'm Michael Ornelas, a.k.a. Mike Bourbon.
I'm Megan Kamarinik.
Do you know your last name?
No,
yeah.
That's,
I was trying to, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Just lots of C sounds.
You're like little static electricity.
Yeah. I just turned into like a Pikachu.
Yeah.
Or a cat. I don't know. Just in this
one. One of those things.
Thank you once again for joining us for another episode of
From Under a Rock.
Bye.
The Rock. As Johnny Bravo would have been amazing. Right?
I probably wouldn't have watched it, but
oh my god. I'm gonna pour water on your computer.